Now let's talk about Jupiter's Legacy. We're just going to talk about episode one, even though Netflix put it all out. We're gonna you know, dole these out just a couple, one at a time for the first couple, and then we'll probably be watching two at a time towards the end. But this week, By Dawn's Early Light, about the old superheroes of this world, the Miller world, led by the Utopian, and the Utopian's young son, who's not quite as good. I know it sounds like Invincible, but it's not. It's Jupiter's Legacy.
So I made the mistake of, I did peek in on Rotten Tomatoes first, and I saw that
great website
at the time. At the time, it had critics rating of like 28% fresh, which is usually an indication that I'm not going to enjoy something. And all of a sudden, I feared this was homework. And then I started it, and then you're right, Tom. The beginning looks an awful lot like Invincible, and I just watched Invincible, and it was very, very good. And I became a little bit worried. Then it snapped back to the 1920s, and
yeah,
and I'm like, "All right, go on."
That was more fun.
And,
okay,
and then it got into some decent action sequences, and the way all of the heroes interchangeably use their hero name and then say, Mrs. So-and-so, I mean, whatever, like, is really interesting. The generational thing, the fact that they implied that superheroes are a thing that was invented in this timeline.
Yes, and we see the superheroes before they have their powers in 1929. And in this episode, we still don't know how they got their powers, but we know it was painful. They didn't just inherit them like kids these days.
I will say, I liked that, Utopian, whatever his name is, seems Utopian to be like genuine old fashioned grandpa, you know, God and country, live by a code, do those things. And this, that scene where he's speculating or they're talking about like, you know, we could have done something during World War II. And I'm just like, nice hat tip to the Watchman there. And it's like, where does that end, Vietnam? I will say this much. I was very pleasantly surprised, but I went in with very low expectations. I will say, steel yourself right this minute for, if you've already watched Invincible, just try to reset your palate. And then finally I'll say, hoo boy, that old people makeup is garbage. They all look awful and it's poorly done. And the only reason I can imagine that it is this way is because they're all going to die next episode and they didn't want to spend the budget to make them look convincingly old at all.
It looks like a high school play.
Yeah.
The problem I have with this is the pace. I feel like Netflix may be doing this on purpose because it's a criticism I've had of several of their shows, not every one, but several of them, where it just takes too long, especially in the early half of this episode. And I wonder if Netflix does this because they know a lot of people watch it distracted.
Real quick.
That people watch it in the background, watch it while they're doing other things, watch it on a laptop. And they're like, they want to leave a lot of space for you to catch up and go, oh, okay, now I get what's going on. But man, is it draggy. I love the beats, though. I love the situation of like, wait, so why did they become superheroes? And how did they become superheroes? I love the twist at the end where they find Black Star in the prison. And he's like, with me, I don't know what you're talking about. They're like, oh, okay, how do we get two Black Stars? That's interesting. Is it time travel? Is it cloning? So I'm loving those little beats of like, yes, we don't kill. We could have intervened in World War II and we don't. And you feel like, oh no, there's a real legitimate foundation. This isn't a shallow belief, but also you're sympathetic to the son who is like, yeah, but I had to. You would have died. There wasn't another way. We were all going to die. We were going to lose. And that sets up a really interesting dynamic there as well. So I like the story. It's just taking a little longer to tell it than I would prefer.
Yeah. And on top of that, there is an interesting dynamic, at least for the next episode, of whether or not he'll be the son will be forgiven for, you know, maybe it'll turn out to be a clone, an alien or not human or whatever. And does that make it okay that he did a kill shot or whatever? But the idea that in the face of an announced incoming thermonuclear explosion, Utopian still refuses to kill is interesting. John, if you could pull up that picture that you had earlier of the guy in the chair, I swear the makeup on the old people stuff is so bad. Tell me that if you had to bet money, Tom, is that a video game cutscene or is that a frame?
It's a BBC production of a Shakespearean play.
I get it. Y'all don't like the makeup. It did bother me at all.
It just looks so uncanny valley. It's bizarre. It really looks like it's 3D rendered. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's back when Patrick Stewart was 29 years old and playing Hamlet's father.
I feel like we're all in the 50-50 on it.
Yeah.
Right now.
Did you give it a try, John?
No, I did not have time to dive into this one. No. Looks fun. I'm on board to catch up, but no, did not catch it.
Yeah, definitely right. See.
Well, that
Invincible
is Jupiter's Legacy, episode 1 of season 1. We will watch just episode 2 next week.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.